Everyone.
Hello.
Remember, today we're going to be talking about climate change.
Specifically in the water sector.
Yes, correct. So the first topic we wanted to hit was how it affected our water system. And basically, about like the water, how like different parts of water, for example, we can be talking about how it affects our rainwater as well.
Yeah, for example, like in Flint over there and stuff, like how their drinking water is contaminated.
Yeah, and it's crazy because like it's been happening since I don't even know how long, and the government and people in the high class or whatever aren't really doing anything to do like to fix it.
And that is not really like a major issue that anybody's really talking about. Only like a select few people that I can name is talking about it. And it's
Honestly,
like a major crisis.
yeah, and honestly, I feel like it's more towards, since it's more the poor population, a lot of people don't care about it since it's like the around poor people or whatever, and not
Yeah.
a rich and a rich community and stuff.
And a lot of waste, like plastic, all that stuff is contaminating like the oceans, everything.
Yeah. And honestly, I feel like it's too late. Not too late, but if we do something now, it's not really gonna affect how,
Like
like,
it's not gonna be
the.
like a fast change, like a
Yeah,
quick change
because.
because we waited too late to try to like fix anything.
Yeah, and I feel like people should have done something from the beginning, like set stricter rules and stricter punishments if people did something like that. Because, yeah, like when you drive, you see on the road, oh, like a
Like
thousand.
littering or like no littering and stuff.
Yeah, and then you can give a fine or whatever, but like how you gonna know who did it? You gonna find everyone who drove on the freeway?
That's what I'm saying. It just makes no sense.
That's what I'm saying. Like I feel like they should do something more strict, like yeah, you can do fines and stuff, but it's not really gonna stop until they do something about it. And if it does still happen, I feel like people should do like people like yeah, we have garbage people like to pick up the trash and stuff, but we should have people like picking it up by the highways and stuff like that, especially where like you see a lot of it, like on busy
Yeah.
freeways and stuff.
And probably safe to dispose of it because, like, you know, since there has been like a China ban on them not taking our trash no more, it's like we need to find ways to put it somewhere and not just like burn it and like make the economy way worse.
Yeah, and I feel like, and also to like prevent more trash, we should find more decomposable trash. And although it may like cost more, I feel like it'll benefit the earth more.
Yeah, like, you know, get rid of like, we need to get rid of plastic. Like, that's so annoying. I don't
Yeah.
understand why we're still using plastic. I mean,
Especially
I
for
still
big
use it,
companies.
but the thing is, like, it's cheap. I mean, we need to find places to where it could be more affordable to buy stuff that's just not plastic. I
Yeah.
don't.
And there's still stuff like, you know how people were saying, oh, save the turtles and stuff with plastic straws and stuff? Did you know
Yeah.
that is not even like, I think it was less than 3% of the ocean, like plastic straws. And you know how like people were switching to metal straws and all that? It
Yeah, I've seen a
really
lot
didn't
of
make
people
a
switch over
difference.
though.
Yeah, but it really didn't make a difference because there wasn't even that many straws to begin with. Like, yeah, there were straws, don't get me wrong, but that wasn't the main thing, like polluting the ocean and stuff.
Feel like that's not the main thing polluting the ocean. I feel like water bottles,
And
the plastic water bottles, yes.
fishing nets
Fishing.
is what killing and trapping these poor fish in the sea.
Yeah, I feel like we should have like more control over fishing and like limits and stuff.
Yeah, and then
Because
the amount.
people,
Yeah, and then
what
the amount of like how much they fish per year. Like do you be seeing those
you
videos on how much they be taking out? Like, yeah, fish is fish, but I feel like it should be a limit as for everyone, really.
saying?
And then you
Yeah.
know how
Because
like
I have like being going, they're like endangered or whatever.
yeah.
So annoying. We don't have
Like
no restrictions on anything, and it's like we're not getting any better.
I feel like it should be like a seasonal thing because you know how like deer hunting is a seasonal thing? Like you can't do it year round or whatever.
We should have like some type of restrictions
Yeah.
on
And
fishing.
then speaking on the ocean and stuff, you know how like the coral reefs were like dying and stuff because how people weren't taking care of it and were just killing it. Like that, it should be, they fixed it now because they noticed it was disappearing, like it was dying. But now that it's like back up or whatever, they're not as strict, but I feel like it should be like that everywhere.
Oh yeah. Like, yeah. They have restrictions, but it's only like in certain areas. And it's like, why only make it for certain areas when the whole world needs it? Especially like the US.
Yeah.
We're the most careless.
Definitely. And then it's crazy how people be like, I think it's a drought, correct if I'm saying the right term, but you know how like California had a water drought or whatever? Mm-hmm. Like not too long ago. Yeah, like they didn't have like water or something like that.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, and it's honestly, it all comes back. It's like a cycle. Like it's all pollution, a cycle. Like why do you think they didn't have water?
Because California has a lot of natural stuff that's going on because of climate change.
Exactly.
In general, and like the wildfires and everything.
Yeah, the wildfires. I think that's natural. Period. Like I don't think humans. Well, they might have caused it like a little tiny bit, but I feel like it's more natural.
Cause it from them doing it, and it's like it gets even worse.
Yeah, I think
it has like a chain reaction.
I think the most recent one that happened or whatever was actually natural, like no human caused it. I think it was like because the air was so like dry.
But that comes from climate change because how hot and cold is getting quick. It's not supposed to be like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So. Yeah, I think we can end it. Thank you for watching. Bye.
Thank you for watching. Bye.